The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Ask Dr. Ernst Show is presented by Dr. Aaron Ernst, a board-certified chiropractic physician specializing in spinal correction, nutritional coaching, and cellular detoxification, and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek a qualified healthcare professional before changing your health program or embarking on a new one. Visit AskDrErnst.com for more information. It's time to transform your health with one of the nation's leading and growing authorities in total health. Over the next hour, learn from experts on how to revolutionize the health of those you love most. This is Ask Dr. Ernst. And now, here's your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst.
Well, good afternoon. Happy Saturday. My goodness, the month of December is upon us. There's only, what, 4 weeks left to finalizing this year, and why don't we end this with a bang? So I'm going to spend the next 4 weeks with you guys doing what I call the ultimate health challenge. You know, a lot of people will say stuff like, oh, you know, it's December and the holidays are upon us, and, you know, I still got to lose the 7 pounds I gained from Thanksgiving, and, you know, Christmas is up, and there's parties here, and this is there, and then New Year's. What's the point in focusing on my health? I'll just wait till January. And don't get caught in that trap. Don't get caught in that lie. Man, you can pull off a ton in the next 4 weeks. I've seen patients lose 30 pounds in 4 weeks. I actually currently have a patient who got off 2 diabetic medications and cut his third one in half in 4 weeks. Huge. 2 meds gone. 1, the third med, down to half the dose in 4 weeks. So please don't tell me I don't have the time or I have this party on Friday of next week, so I can't do my health routines. That is an excuse. The worst excuse you could ever give, because there's one thing I've learned about health. It doesn't wait. Your health doesn't answer. Don't show up until January 2nd. He has a big party on Friday. It doesn't do that. Hey, blood pressure. Don't pop the cork in the skull and create a stroke until, you know, Tuesday or February 2nd. Let's give him the first 4 weeks of January to try to do it by himself. And then, boom. No, guys, your health doesn't care about days. It doesn't care about your clock, your schedule, your wallet. It certainly doesn't care about your wallet. You know, it's not like it goes after wealthy people and it leaves all the unwealthy people alone just because they don't have the money to deal with it. It doesn't work that way. And don't think the opposite. Well, the wealthy have their health because they can afford it. That's not true either. Look at Steve Jobs several years ago, man. He was worth quite a lot of money, and he lost his health bad, and he couldn't buy it back. So what I want to teach you today is philosophically this concept of don't wait for your health. Don't. You've already lost it, potentially. And in the next 4 weeks, you need to really go after it. So our topic of the day today is a big, 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 big health issue. And it's this idea of biotoxins. What are they? What the heck does a biotoxin mean? What does it do to us? And I'm going to say it's big because about 80 to 90% of the health issues people have today are a result of you having too many biotoxins, you not knowing about them and not addressing them properly. So we're going to dive deep and talk about biotoxins. What are they? What are they caused by? What do they cause your body to do or not do? And most importantly, of course, how do we manage these things and get rid of them? Let me give you a little tease. Mold, big deal. It's a biotoxin. It's a living entity that can get into your body and wreak havoc on your health. And because we are here in the Carolinas, okay, the Ask Dr. Ernst Show broadcast out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Woo, woo, represent. But I know a lot of you listen to us in other states, even other countries, so you might not be dealing with mold the way we do. There's mold everywhere in the Carolinas, not just outside and in the yard and on trees and in our house and in the basement. It's in your lungs and in your intestines and in your brain. So we got to deal with mold. What about yeast? Candida is a huge biotoxin, not just that affects women. I don't want you to just think I'm talking about yeast infections or anything like that. I'm talking about candida and how it can get into your mouth and your stomach and your intestines, and it can wreak havoc on your joints. Then a bigger one that we also deal with a lot here in the South, Lyme or Lyme's disease. It is technically a combination between an initial bacterial infection from this fancy bacteria, Borrelia burgdorferi, What a nice name. How'd you like to have that name? What's your name? My name's Borrelia. What's your last name? Berg Deforia. So anyway, it's a big bacteria, but then here's the deal. Because medicine treats it like it's a bacterial infection, the antibiotics that they throw at it make it turn into a parasite. So this is a unique one. It has the ability to hide. It can go cystic, turn into a parasite, and then go eat your brain tissues up. And you'll end up with things like MS or Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or what's known as chronic Lyme, which is a huge deal. And then you have your classic viruses. I know they're not technically alive the way you guys think of something living, but they are active sort of invaders. You know, we're ending 2020 and you all are scared to death still from a virus that has a 99.98% survival rate, COVID. It is a biotoxin. And bacteria can also be biological toxins. So living toxins that can take over your body. Bacteria, virus, yeast, mold, and Lyme. I got a huge show for you today. And because it's December and it's a month to remember, I don't know why they say that. Maybe it's just because it rhymes. But listen, I'm offering you the chance to right now have something extravagant. Okay, normally when I do a radio show, I say, join me for this webinar that I'm doing. Well, we just did that one today and it was fantastic. Over 300 people online. We had massive transformation taking place. We even had like celebration of some people who have drastically changed their health. So you missed it, okay? So I don't have any more webinars for this year, but I don't want you to think that that means wait till January. So here's what we're going to do. I'm opening something for free. I have multiple call times available all during the week, okay? Monday through Friday. These are free 15-minute phone calls. Okay, normally for you to chat with a doctor and have them actually listen to you, hear your condition, make a recommendation, and you know, give you some advice, that's a consultation, an appointment, and there's a copay or a deductible or a fee. $35, $45, $55, $99, depending upon who you see. I'll do it for you for free over the phone. It's a direct line consultation over the phone. 15-minute phone call. You're going to fill out a little survey and let me know what's going on so I can be prepped. And then let's chat. Let's rip it apart. Here's what this is causing. Here's what you should do. Have you done this? What about that? Here's what I would do if I was you. And guys, there's no cost at all. There's not even an obligation to do anything. Like, come on, you can't beat this offer that we're doing. Okay, how do you do that? Well, there's two ways. AskDrErnst.com. In the top right-hand corner, green button says request a consultation. Fill out your name, phone number, and email, and pick your time. It's that easy. Or 704-906-2094. Text it, call it, and then we'll coordinate with you a time that we can speak. Yes, we need a little info from you, but that's okay because I'll get all I need as I speak with you. 704-906-2094. It's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. When we come back, what are biotoxins? What are the issues they cause and how do you fix it for good? It's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. We'll be right back.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Good afternoon. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Hey, it's a show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be set free from your health problems. I'm your host today, Dr. Aaron Ernst, and we're talking about a unique concept. You're not going to hear this from your classic physician. You've probably never been tested for these. Well, let me rephrase. You've been tested for your classic viruses and bacteria, more than likely. Or maybe not. Maybe they just went off symptoms and an antibiotic or an antiviral was tossed at you with no testing. That's why we're in such a big mess today with healthcare and having all of these antibiotic-resistant strains. We thought you had a bacteria infection. We gave you an antibiotic. Whoops, you didn't. Oh, well. But we caused problems in the end. Antibiotic resistance is a big deal today. If you have a viral infection, like a sinus infection or an ear infection or upper respiratory infection that isn't bacterially sourced, and we give you an antibiotic, well, it's not going to do anything, number one. Well, actually, it causes more problems. What I mean by it doesn't do anything, it doesn't fix your problem, okay? You didn't have bacteria to start with, so it does nothing. We now know it wrecks your immune system. It wipes your microbiome out, and it destroys your gut. And because there was a virus causing the problem, any bacteria that you had inside of your body that survived the antibiotic are now resistant. They are strong against it. And then we've created these things called superbugs. So bacteria and viruses, you may have been tested for them, and they are part of the biotoxin category, but the big boys, like if you want to talk about the king and queen of biotoxins, It's mold, yeast, and lime. I know there's three of them, so I'm so sorry. I don't know. Prince, princess, king and queen and princess and prince. Mold, lime, and yeast and viruses and bacteria. Here's the deal and why these things are so bad. Number one, all biotoxins, no matter what they are, if it's mold or lime or yeast or parasites, that's another biotoxin we have to talk about, bacteria, viruses, they cause inflammation and they wreak havoc on your immune system because the moment an invader comes into your body, it doesn't matter what it is, okay? It could be COVID. The moment you sniff COVID in or the droplets fall on your face or whatever, your immune system mounts a massive inflammatory process for the good to go in and attack it. If your body was unable to remove these biotoxins efficiently, then what happens is a series of inflammatory cascades starts to build up. And it can lead to some severe debilitating issues. Let me give you a small list of conditions that are diagnostic that could be caused by biotoxins that you haven't addressed. Okay, number one, Alzheimer's. We know it's a biotoxin, and we also know it can be a heavy metal. Neurological conditions, meaning things like paresthesias, numbness and tingling, neuropathies, hormone imbalance. Fibromyalgia is almost always caused by a biotoxin, almost always. So those of you who have fibromyalgia, if you fix the biotoxins, goodbye fibromyalgia, because it's addressing the root instead of covering up the symptoms. You know, Lyrica doesn't solve the biotoxic issue, but Lyrica is the medication given to people that have fibromyalgia because they misthink it's a nerve system disorder, a nerve problem. All autoimmune disease, and there's so many here I won't even be able to name them, but almost all autoimmune disease is connected to biotoxicities. Chronic fatigue syndrome, which is a big deal for a lot of you. CIRS, chronic inflammatory response syndrome. If you know what that is, you know it's a mess. It wreaks havoc. MS, Lyme's disease, cardiovascular disease, and diabetes are all some that have been diagnostically connected to the presence of biotoxins in your body. So the translation is this: your health issue might be caused by a biotoxin, and you may not be addressing it because your medical doctor doesn't understand the connection between biotoxicities and your health. I'm going to give you a small list. It's really long, so we're not going to read all of them, but a small list of all the symptoms that could be connected to biotoxicity. If you're chronically tired and you get headaches frequently, or not, but you'd still get headaches, if your muscles hurt and your joints hurt and you have brain fog or you get a little disoriented or it's kind of like a little dizziness and vertigo, if you have a persistent, constant phlegm and or chronic cough, if you're allergic to things, if you have hypersensitive allergies, if you're super sensitive to chemicals, and this is actually something I use as a red flag. If somebody starts telling me things like, all the perfume that people wear, it just really bothers me. I get a headache whenever someone with perfume walks by. Or, I can smell the chemicals that were used to clean this room, and man, I'm getting a massive headache from it. Sensitivity to chemicals is a big indication of biotoxicity. If you're depressed or you're anxious, it's biotoxins, almost always. If you're mood swinging, if you go depressed to anxious and depressed to anxious, it's biotoxins. If you have digestive issues, if you have weakness, if you can't lose or gain weight, if you're thirsty all the time, if you're urinating frequently, that's biotoxins. So look at that long list of things most people associate with a genetic or some sort of predisposed health issue. The biggest problem with biotoxins is they do one thing. They stick around inside of your body, but they're always detected by your immune system. So your immune system is consistently being tricked and or weakened. Okay, look, your immune system is everything. I know some people will say to you, the cardiovascular system is the most important because you can't live without your heart. Well, there's truth to that, but there's something more important than your heart. It's the ability for your body to repair your heart and the ability for you to heal. Your defensive system is your immune system. It is what protects you. It is what heals you. When a biotoxin comes in, your immune system is supposed to go bam, and just take care of it. But so many of you have weakened poor immune responses so that your body has an extremely difficult time dealing with these biotoxins. And so what happens is chronic stress from this biotoxicity lowers your function, increases your inflammation, and it makes you more susceptible to that biotoxin taking over and cause even more of an issue. Okay, so where do we get these things from? Well, you get most of all biotoxins from being bitten by either a tick or a mosquito or a flea or something that was infected with the initial biotoxin. So let's talk about Lyme for a second. It's a very high problem in the United States. When I say that, I mean 300,000 cases of Lyme are diagnosed every year. Now, let's look at it this way, right? Everybody's panicking because COVID apparently has 300,000 deaths. And, you know, while it's a lot, numbers are always needing to be put into perspective of a reference, okay? So that sounds like a lot. But three times that died from smoking cancer this year. Smoking cancer, sorry. That would be fun to do, wouldn't it? Three times that. So about 900,000 people have been diagnosed and about 600,000 have died from cancer this year. The smoking is pushing up to about 600,000 deaths just this year alone. So if we were to score these, cancer is higher than COVID. Smoking is higher than COVID. About 900,000 people have died from medical mistakes and prescription drug errors. So, I mean, yes, 300,000 for COVID is a lot, but I don't see us mandating things against those. Okay, where's our national mask mandate for smokers? Hey, if you smoke, you have to wear a permanent mask so you can't smoke anymore because we have too many people dying from smoking. Why aren't we doing that? Well, because there's a lot of lobbying with the tobacco companies to make sure that it doesn't happen. How come we're not masking up people to say, stop taking your prescription drugs? They're dangerous and they can kill you faster than COVID. Well, again, we have a lot of lobbyists in the pharmaceutical industries that are saying we don't want that to happen. Okay, so where was I going with this? I lost my train of thought. Oh, the idea basically is this, okay? You need to be in control of your health. Don't listen to the guidelines and the, you know, recommendations from companies and parties that have your best interest nowhere near the top. If you get bit by a flea, a tick, or a mosquito, this bacteria called Borrelia burgdorferia is known as Lyme's disease. And in the beginning of time, like in the medical era, it was thought that unless you had a tick bite and unless you had the bullseye rash, which is a classic rash, you didn't have Lyme. Well, we now know that that only happens 20% of the time and that the majority of infections from Lyme come from mosquitoes, not ticks. There are over 200 different types of bacterial variations of Lyme. So imagine this, when you go to your classic doctor and you say, you know, I might have Lyme's disease. Typically what they do is this. Do you hike a lot? Nope. Have you been bitten by a tick that you can think of? Nope. Have you ever seen a rash that looks like a bullseye on your leg or your back or your arm? Nope. You don't have it then. I mean, the arrogance is so high and the confidence is also so high, but that is such a poor way of diagnosing a biotoxin. You know, it happened with a patient that I've been dealing with lately. You need the right kinds of tests, okay? There's over 200 different subspecies of Lyme. So you have to run basically 200 different tests if you want to really find out if you have it. The ELISAs and the Western blots in your classic medical Lyme test, they're so poor because A, they only look for the acute, current, recent infection. And if you have chronic Lyme, which is a whole nother story, they miss the mark a thousandfold. So here's what I'm going to say to you. If you are currently watching and you think, gosh, I wonder if I have a biotoxin. And I, you know, I am. I'm tired all the time and my joints ache and my brain's falling apart and I can't remember my own name sometimes and I don't even know where my keys are. You know, like my digestion's going south on me. I mean, I'm just tired. I'm so tired. That's a classic sign of a biotoxin. Yeah, you know, if I think about it, my husband's cologne is starting to bother me now. It didn't bother me before, but now it's like it stinks. And, you know, I hear sounds and it's irritating to me. These are all signs of biotoxicity. What you should do, instead of running off to your medical doctor and asking them, they're not going to have a full understanding of this, is pick up the phone. It's free. 704-906-2094. The number is going to get you the ability to schedule a consultation with me for free. It's a phone call. It'll be 15 minutes and we'll discuss what's going on. The other option you can do is go to askdrernst.com, askdrernst.com. At the top right-hand corner is a green button, and look how easy this is. Click it, and it takes you to a schedule. Pick your day, pick your time, type your name in, and boom, we're going to talk about it. When we discuss the idea of these biotoxins, I want to let you know, Lyme is just one. Now we have to talk about things like the viruses that tend to take over, and we have the bacteria, and we have the yeast, and we have the mold. So we got a huge show today. Viral infections that tend to take over your body. Yes, we have COVID. Yes, we have the flu, but I'm going to share one with you that you really need to know about. I'm going to tease you, and then we're going to come back and go deep into this one. EBV, Epstein-Barr virus. Yes, it's the one that causes mono. Yes, you probably already have it, but I'm going to tell you, just like Lyme can go deep and become chronic, chronic Epstein-Barr virus has been connected to major players like thyroid problems, adrenal fatigue, chronic fatigue, and even cancer. So we got to deal with this one. Again, this is your opportunity right now. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, it's a free consultation call. Let's chat about your health. Let's talk about some options. There's no obligation to do anything with me. If you want me to just point you in a direction, let's do it. If you need some testing, let's help you with that. If you're looking for an answer for your health, we can give it to you. I've got over 14 years of functional clinical experience. And I promise you, it's going to be a call worth your while. 704-906-2094 or askdrernst.com. That's askdrernst.com. At the top right-hand corner, click the button that says request a consultation. See you Ask Dr. Ernst Show. We'll be right back.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst. It's been a fun conversation on our end, but it's been very quiet on the Facebook side and the YouTube side and the Twitter side. So listen, I don't know if you know this or not, but during the commercials, I don't just sit here and stare at a camera. I turn my attention to the feeds and I answer your questions. So you're missing some incredible opportunities if you're not taking advantage of our commercials to ask Dr. Ernst. I wonder where that title came from. It came from the fact that so many people kept asking me questions. Hey, what should I do about this? And what should I do about that? And what should I do about this? And in my office, my team kept saying, hey, why don't you ask Dr. Ernst? And all I heard all day was, why don't you ask Dr. Ernst? Why don't you ask Dr. Ernst? Why don't you ask Dr. Ernst? And I went, that's a good name for a radio show, where I can answer your health questions using a natural and holistic perspective. Does it sound familiar? So that you can become your own doctor and you could heal yourself. That was how many years ago, TJ? At least 7 or 10 years ago. My God, it's been a long time, hasn't it? And we've seen some incredible transformations. I love when I get the emails of people going, I've never met you face to face, but I lost 47 pounds and I'm off 2 medications. I'm thinking right now of Brian Johnson, who might even be listening right now. He shot me a message over Facebook the other day and said, you have helped me to reverse like 98% of all of my conditions. I'm off all of my medications. And now he's actually teaching people how to do what he did to himself. Woo! That's the way to do it. Become your own doctor, become your own healer. And then, you know, if you want to start helping other people, go for it. We need more coaches. We need more health advocates. If you are currently struggling with a health issue that you're going, you know, I don't know, somebody told me I'm supposed to listen to this podcast and I don't really know what all this is about. Okay. It's about you becoming a doctor. Well, do I have to go to medical school for this? That sounds a lot. I don't know that much. No, you just need to learn a couple things about your health and your current condition that are very easy once you figure them out. And then you go do those things and your body will heal. Well, Dr. Ernst, how am I supposed to know what to do? Well, let's have a phone call. That's why we offer, especially during the last of the year, my last 4 weeks are 4 weekly offers for you to have an at no cost whatsoever consultation with me. It's a direct phone call, 15 minutes. Let's talk about your history. Let's talk about what's going on. Let me share with you, here's what functionally we know causes that. I'm going to ask you a couple questions. Have you ever been tested for? Does your doctor know about? And what are you doing to address? And once we know that, now we know what we need to do. And if you've never had the right test done, some of you have never had a mold test done or a biotoxin test or an Epstein-Barr test, well, then I'll give them to you at a massive discount for the cost it cost us to run them. Why would I do that? Well, because they're extremely expensive if you don't do that. We had a patient the other week call in and say that she wanted to work with us, been listening to my radio show for a long time, and she got her doctor to give her the blessing to do it, which I was like, well, what if he didn't? Would you still come in? But anyway, the MD said, I know of this guy. and he does good work, and you, my daughter may go see her. And I was like, all right, fine. So the MD has approved it, and you're going to do it. And she goes, I just need to know what to do. And she asked me how much would the test of her urine that would determine if her gut was leaking cost her. And with Blue Cross Blue Shield, which is what she had, I said, well, it's $1,300 according to your policy and according to the lab we run it through, if you want me to bill that. And then it was like, what the? Well, my doctor said I should do this, but I can't afford that. And I was like, how would you like me to give it to you for a lower price, only pay what it costs me? And I shared with her the cost, and she went, oh, that's much more manageable. So that's why we do that, just so you know. So if you want to have a phone call, 704-906-2094. You're going to speak with my call team. They're going to get your name, phone number, and email, and then we'll connect to schedule a time. Or you can just directly, right now, you can pick the call time. Go to Ask Dr. Ernst, that's askdrernst.com. At the top right-hand corner, big green button says request a free consultation. Then you just pick the day and the time, and then guess what? I call you, and we chat. So we've been talking about biotoxins. We spent some time about Lyme and what it is and where it comes from. We're going to talk in a moment about how to get rid of it. Then we talked about viruses, and a big virus, not COVID and not the flu, is Epstein-Barr virus. This is a big deal because it causes an immense amount of inflammation. It goes chronic very easily, and it can lead to autoimmune diseases, thyroid problems, adrenal fatigue issues, and even cancer, breast cancer specifically. Epstein-Barr will compromise your health by lowering your immune system, and here's the deal. It actually makes you more vulnerable to other biotoxins because they all feed off each other. They're like carnivorous animals. Lyme can eat mold. Mold can eat Lyme. Epstein-Barr can feed both of them, or it can be a dinner for one of them. So it's like they all eat each other, and they all love each other because they like feeding each other. And then you get what's called a biofilm, which is a little more complicated to talk about than the allotment of time I have today. But biofilms are when you have more than one biotoxic infection, and they actually make this interwoven mesh of a net. And it looks like a film on stagnant water, biofilms. And they are extremely hard to get out of your body, but a lot of you may have them. Biofilms tend to show up in your brain or in your joints or in your organs. Okay, so mold is the third animal. And this is the big, big king of all kings, because especially in the Carolinas, there's a high likelihood you have a problem with mold in your body. It can elicit three things. Number one, an allergy. So that's the superficial level. You know, someone who's got a mold allergy will walk into a moldy room and go, man, it smells like mold in here. And then when they leave, they'll be like, I got a small headache. But then it'll clear by itself and it's gone, just like you are no longer exposed to the allergen. Well, if your immune system is strong, that's what happens. But if your immune system is weak, the mold you smell did get into you because you inhaled it. And now it's growing in your sinuses and it can lead to chronic health issues. And it can develop into a toxicity and even an infection where it overtakes an organ. Mold is a big problem today because it's hard to get out the mold from your body because you're constantly exposed to it. And the chemicals called mycotoxins are actually the problem, not the mold itself. So, I mean, there could be mold growing on your skin, and it's no big deal unless the mycotoxins produce an adverse health effect. Mold also tends to coincide with candida or yeast because, again, they're best buds and they feed each other. And as this sounds weird, but if you were to look at your arm and if you have a bunch of small little white dots that look like cauliflower pieces, the little florets, that's mold in your skin. And it can be on your legs, it can be on your back, it can be on your arms. And it's the number one way a functional physician would look at someone and just look and be like, yep, I think you have mold toxicity because you shouldn't have a bunch of little tiny white dots. Now, I'm not talking those random spots where there's no pigment or like a sunspot. I'm talking very classically looking, small, rounded, bumpy, not raised, but flat areas of your skin where there is no pigment and there's multitudes of them, and that's mold. It's estimated that currently, listen to this, 24% of the American population is unable to detox from mold due to a genetic mutation that makes it so they can't get rid of the mold from their body. I'm going to profess to you in a method of transparency, my wife has that problem and I do not. If I go into a moldy hotel, I can smell it, I get a small headache, but then when I leave, I'm done. My wife goes to the same hotel, she can smell it, she gets a headache. When she leaves, she's dead to the world for about a week. And yes. Hey, listen, I realized that we had a commercial that was on its way, and apparently it's going to pounce on us at this second. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back in just a moment. It's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Don't go away. The best is yet to come.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Good afternoon. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst, and not only is this a show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be set free from your health problems, today is a show where we are cracking open the biggest egg that I can think of towards the functional cause of maybe your health issue, called the biotoxic illness. We'll just call it disorders, okay? There's multitudes. You have mold, you have Lyme, you have parasites, you have yeast, you have viruses, and you have bacteria. So it's a big deal. These are the critters that tend to grow inside of us. We talked at the top of the hour about Lyme. Then we talked about Epstein-Barr. We've been spending some time on mold. And Candida is something we just briefly started to chat with, in that mold is often present when Candida is also present. And Candida can do a couple things. It tends to hang out in your digestive tract, and it can come up through the esophagus, and you get this white sort of film on the back of your tongue. Sometimes it gets fully to the infectious stage, where it's like a thrush infection in the back of the mouth, etc. It can be in your stomach, but not usually, because the acids are strong enough that it won't physically hang around there. But it can bypass the stomach acids and then go down into the intestines and get in the small intestines or the large intestines. Then you have a bigger animal known as a SIFO, a small intestine fungal overgrowth. Candida is a fungus, so it can be an issue. And the bigger problem with Candida is, again, it causes chronic inflammation. It can make your gut leak, and it can spill out and get into other tissues within the body. Now, here's the biggest problem behind all biotoxins, just in case you're hopping on right now going, what the heck are you talking about? These are infections that you won't usually be screened for by your classic medical doctor, and they could be a root cause of your main health issue. You'd be amazed how many people have mold toxicities, especially here in the Carolinas, and didn't realize that their chronic fatigue, their daily headaches, their sinus congestion, their brain fog, their forgetfulness, and their joint pains was because no one helped them to get the mold out of their body. And we do this through a natural technique. We use anti-mold enzymes, nutrients, and certain supplements that help to pull it out. We have to crack open that biofilm. It's like an egg. I hate to say it, but the outer shell gets so hard and thick, and the biotoxins fester on the inside like a rotten egg. So if you want to fix it, you got to crack the egg open. And then, unfortunately, all that nastiness starts to come out. So you do, unfortunately, usually feel worse before you get better. But those of you who may know someone who's gone through a Lyme rebuild or has gotten mold out of the body, it's worth going through the valley of the shadow of death so you can come out ahead on the opposite side. And then not only are you reborn, but your immune system is so strong that other conditions you had, like MS, happen to just disappear, or diabetes just goes away, or that chronic fatigue and the joint pains gone. You know, I told you at the previous segment, 24% of Americans physically, genetically cannot detox mold by themselves. So unfortunately, if you're one of those, you need professional supports. But it doesn't mean you have to go to a doctor every week. It just means we have to confirm the diagnosis, run a couple tests, and then we give you what are called mold supports, but you will have to take them until you are wanting your symptoms to return, which should hopefully be never, so you take them forever. Now, I know what some of you say, oh, I got to take that supplement forever. This is ridiculous. Well, guess what? Now, how come nobody complains when their doctor gives them a medication? They say, hey, you're on this for life. Oh, okay. I'll do it. They never complain. But when I tell you you need to buy like a $25 supplement every month, oh, man, it's highway robbery. Like, you're a crook. You're a criminal. I'd like to flip that pancake onto the other people. We have mold, we have yeast, we have Epstein-Barr, we have Lyme, and we have bacteria, and we have all this crud inside of us. Okay, so how do we get rid of this? Well, unfortunately, I need you to understand this. Most biotoxins, they all are fed off the root infection, which for the majority of you is the mold. And we have to do two things with mold. We have to figure out where is it coming from, and then we have to figure out how do we get it out of your body. Because if we pull it out of your body, but we haven't pulled it out of where it's coming from, it's just going to keep coming back. And you're going to say, well, I feel really good, but then I feel bad. I feel really good, but then I feel bad. I feel really good. And that on-off, on-off, on-off pattern gets to be frustrating. Okay, mold is usually found in areas of your body that have, I'll call it, a relationship you would never associate with mold. All right, mold often ends up in your brain, in your sinuses, in your joints, and in certain organs. So in order to get them out, we have to work really hard to suck the mold out of your body. But the neat thing is this, if you can solve the underlying biotoxins that feed off the mold, then your immune system is so strong, it's just the mold will leave. And again, remember, it's not the mold itself that causes the problem, it's the toxicities, what are called the mycotoxins, that cause it. So if you think you have a biotoxin, okay, number one, we can start treating you for mold. And if you start improving, it's one way we can say, yep, that's a biotoxin. But then we also have to say, well, now what's the sub-infection? It's either Epstein-Barr, it's Lyme, or it's Candida, or it's viruses like Epstein-Barr. Then so we have to not only keep giving you the anti-molds, but we have to start working on that specific infection. The next thing we need to do is to help you to crack what's called the biofilm. And the thing about cracking biofilms is it's a little more complicated than just saying, hey, like throw something at it and it all of a sudden just pops open, okay? One of the easiest ways to crack a biofilm is to see how you respond and react when you get out of the environment that's causing your infection in the first place. So for example, if you live in a home that you always see symptoms return to when you go to, like I left my house for a vacation and I felt great while I was gone. I came home and bam, there's the headache back again. That's a cue to say you may have mold in your house. Now, I'm not saying you have to sell your house immediately, and there's lots of remediation techniques that can be done, but it's one way for us to start to figure out this animal. Okay, if we can get you out of the environment and you feel better, then we're starting to think, all right, so we know where it is. Another huge place mold shows up, unfortunately, is in your car. And a lot of you go in your car every day. You're driving to and from work, or you're driving your kids around, or you're driving to the grocery store, whatever. And it's often found in the ducts and the pathways of your heating and air system for the car. But unfortunately, today, a lot of people have very fancy filters in their car, right? So like, oh, I've got these cabin filters. But when was the last time you changed it? Well, I don't know. They're $100, so I just decided to skip it. Well, guess what? It's probably got mold growing in it. And I hate to say this, but as you turn your air on, you're passing through that filter, the moldy filter, the air that you're breathing in the car, and boom. So I'm going to give you a recommendation that if you have a car that's built over anything, I think probably from 1996 and beyond, that has cabin filters, change those suckers every 90 days. I'm sure you change your air filters in your house. Well, you're supposed to. Every 90 days, so done. Now, the other thing you can do is start recognizing, okay, if you've isolated the fact that, hey, I rented a car, but then see, again, the rental cars aren't always perfectly clear. So the only way to get a true test is to drive a new car for a period of time. Like maybe you have a good relationship with a car dealer and they can give you a brand new car to drive around because you just, tell them a white lie. Hey, look, I'm looking to get the 2020 G-Wagon. Can I just drive one for a couple days? I want to make sure I really am looking into this. They'll probably do it because it's a huge sale if you do it. And if you start going, yeah, I know, I feel good. It's not the cars. It's not that like new car. It's the fact it is no mold in the air conditioning units. So then you go back to your moldy car, and here's what you do. You bomb it with ozone. Okay, now it's very specific. I got to show you how to do this, right? So you go and get a power inverter so you can get a 110 power plug in your car if you don't already have one. Some cars come with power plugs in them now. And you go buy a commercial-grade ozone generator. Now, you're not going to be inside the car when you do this. So please don't think I'm saying, close the door. You're in there. Turn the ozone machine on, and you clean somehow your body out while you clean the car. No, you'll probably die if you do that. Okay, so but your car, we got to kill all the crud inside the car. So you turn the car on. You turn your air on. You ozonate the heck out of the car, but you change your cabin filter because it could be infected. That's how you can clean a car out of mold, just so you know. Could you do this for your house? Yes. got to get everybody out. Dogs, cats, all animals that breathe air. Fish you can leave in there. But human beings out, dogs, cats, whatever, out. And you seal off all the windows and you go find your air intakes, clean all the filters, put new ones in, and take that commercial grade filter or ozone generator, turn it on and blast it right at your air intake, and you circulate the air for 5 or 6 hours. And every single square inch of your house is going to be bathed with ozone, which can kill mold. But you're not in the house again. It's dangerous to breathe ozone directly, so you just neutralize the air, and you've now started to clean the home. But some of you might say, like I've had patients say, well, what do I do about the black stuff growing on the wall that's mold? Time to sell your house. Like, that's a little nuts. Well, can't I just rip the drywall off? I had one patient say, well, I just paint over it. I was like, oh my God, are you serious? That stuff can kill you, literally kill you. It's a biohazard, biotoxin if you have black mold visible and growing in your house. Time to sell your house, or time to hire a remediation company. If you really like your house, man, all that drywall has to come out, and they got to find the leak, because there's a guaranteed leak if you can see mold. But do you see how hard this is, guys? Some of you have been struggling with your health for so long, and you're so frustrated that nothing's changing, but you're not willing to either look into what you need to look into because you didn't even know you need to do it. So mold is the number one biotoxin. When there's mold, there's always yeast inside your body because they feed off the yeast, and you eat yeast. What do you mean I eat yeast? Well, you drink alcoholic beverages that are fermented with yeast. You use yeast and wheat products to make them rise. You eat yeast. And if the yeast overtake because you have mold, now you have two. Then you probably had mono when you were a kid. So what starts to happen is that mono starts flaring up, and now you got a biofilm. So all three of them are wreaking havoc. Your thyroid starts to go south on you. All the numbers start to drop. Your blood pressure goes up. Your cholesterol starts scooting through the roof, and your sugars are high. And then you start getting tired and fatigued, and then comes along, maybe you got bit by a mosquito, and now your immune system's weak, and you end up with chronic Lyme. Do you see how dangerous this is and how fast it can come amongst you? So let's solve it all. 704-906-2094. It's a free consultation that I can do with you to point you in a direction to solving your health. It's so easy and it's so simple, but it requires an action on your part. AskDrErnst.com. AskDrErnst.com. Click the request a consultation button or call the call line 704-906-2094. We just need your name, your phone number, your email, and we'll schedule the call. Look, you can even text it if you want. 704-906-2094. Hey, listen, next week, a huge show on boosting your immunity and surviving this last 3 weeks of the year. I'll see you guys next week.